Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Little Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Don't forget to take the poll question on the homepage. Check out my newsletter. You can subscribe to that right on the homepage. The blog is there, the archives, the articles. Thousands of each one of those. Hundreds of Brain Trust members. Lots of stuff there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jim Ostroff is our guest. He's with the Kiplinger Editors. We're talking about the Kiplinger Letter, their flagship publication. Jim, one of the things that you guys covered quite a bit this week, and I know you particularly, is a shift in the way the Federal Energy Regulator Commission is going to be doing business in the future. Tell us about this.
In essence, to try to improve electric grid reliability and...
Which is going to be it's a big deal right now as we talk about bringing on more electric cars.
Right.
Right?
That's right. And the fact that, like so many things like our roads, infrastructure needs a lot of investment. And we're talking here in the electric grid of investment of about $1 trillion over the next 20 years, if not more. But to improve reliability and encourage the development of alternative energy, solar, wind, mm-hmm. and others, FERC, the Federal Energy Regulator, is going to require that basically various regions do things to show that they are improving reliability.
In other words, instead of just leaving it to the capitalization plans of a company or of a transmission company or whatever, instead of leaving it to them, the government is going to require them to start. They're going to want to know what are your upgrade plans, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and what are you doing to ensure reliability? What are you doing also to meet demand in the future? And any time to sort of encourage, particularly on the transmission side, which is so vital, encourage more transmission, all utilities in a given area will have to share in the cost of building new
transmission. This sounds like the price of energy is going to go up because of this.
It will.
And maybe it should, Jim. I mean, if we're going to go to a greener planet, which means that more non-emission type of things, which means more electric, and we figure out how to make the electricity without the emissions. If we're going to go towards that, then maybe we should pay more.
And they will. They all will share the cost. And the key thing here is that, for instance, right now, say solar or wind power is made in areas fairly remote from
where there's wind. Where there's wind and sun.
Right. And so how do you get it to where it's needed most?
Yeah.
Transmission lines,
mm-hmm.
but right now it's chicken and egg. These alternative energy companies, they can finance their turbines or their solar cells, but transmission is very expensive.
So this is a very dicey thing right here, Jim, it seems to me.
It is.
The government's need to plan for the future, but also staying out of the way of the innovators and the entrepreneurs. What do you think?
That is it. It is very dicey. Just this much and no more.
Yeah. I don't have any faith that the government can pull that off. By the way.
No, it is to be seen.
Yeah.
They're mandating some things and then saying, but we'll stay out of the way.
Right.
The proof will be in the pudding.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. And I should say, but meanwhile here. Some very interesting developments. Various companies are just about rolling out new solar roofing systems.
Ah.
And rather than the big...
For residences?
For homes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as well as for businesses.
Uh-huh.
And rather than the big, bulky...
The big,
solar
ugly ones.
Panels, innovation and the market is working. They've developed shingles and tiles in all different colors and forms that... You can just lay right on your roof.
Nanotechnology, Jim. Nanotechnology. We've been reporting on this for a while. We're going to be doing this with paint. The paint, the color of the shingles are going to wind up being the photoreceptors.
they will be. And also over here, it's very the material put into window glass.
Right. So, and Jim, this is coming from innovators. This is not coming in entrepreneurs. This is not coming from the government. This is
all.
The kind of stuff I'm talking about, Jim, when I say if the government were smart, they'd be trying to promote American ingenuity as a way to own alternative energy for the future, for the century.
Given an incentive that business see here.
We're not doing enough of that, Jim. We need to do more of it. Hey, Jim, thanks for a good report today. Thanks for being
wonderful.
Here.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jim.
Good job.
And
we'll see you next time.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.
Jim Ostroff, ladies and gentlemen, with the Kiplinger Editors. He'll be back next week. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to not be afraid to try something new. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.